It's real, it's true from our hearts. I want to teach you this song. It's called Jesus, I Surrender.
But, you know, it's just the idea that I love His presence, and I didn't always have the presence of God. And in the beginning, I would hear, you know, I would wake up in the night and I'd hear my name called. And if that ever happened to anybody, you could have sworn someone, a couple of people. I'd wake up and I just swear to God, someone was in the room calling my name. And so I'd say, well, it must be God. Remember Eli? And the story there, you know, is Samuel. And God had called out his name. And Samuel would run into his boss, his prophet, his leader, his pastor, Eli, and say, what do you want? Eli said, well, I didn't call you. Yeah, you did. I heard my name called. And he says, well, I didn't call you. Go back to bed or go back to your room. And that went on and on. And finally, Eli helped him out and said, now, Sammy, listen, son, this is not me calling you. It's God calling out your name. Put your hands to heaven, everybody. Close your eyes and just say, Lord, call out my name. Call out my name. Call out my name. I don't just take for granted that because I'm a Christian, that His presence is just always going to be with me. Hey, there's a lot of Christians living in darkness. They feel empty. And when you feel the presence of the Lord on your life, it's to be cherished. And when I was just being saved, you know, I was born again, but you're not saved yet. You're not fixed yet. You know, being born again and saved are different. Technically, you know, biblically, you're not saved. Now you are in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father with Jesus. But you know, until you leave this planet, you haven't run the whole race yet. You can run all the race till the last 6 months of your life and then go out into the world, get discouraged, and even blaspheme the Holy Spirit. As long as you breathe, you have an opportunity to serve God or an opportunity to leave God. So technically, that's why the Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Because you're not there yet. Sure, you're born again. Praise God for that. But you know, other people that you knew, I'm sure I know a lot of people, I'm sure you know some, that once were hot for God and served God, and now they don't anymore at all. And if they keep following that worldly way, I don't think you go to hell because you backslide for a season. But I think you're on your way to hell. I don't think the judgment is severe like a pair of scissors cutting a ribbon. Well, you blew it, you left church, you're going to hell. But you keep playing out there and keep fooling around. Then you quench the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Then you grieve the Holy Spirit. Then you resist the Holy Spirit. And then you'll blaspheme the Holy Spirit. The warning about blasphemy, the unpardonable sin, was not to sinners. They're going to hell anyways. Sinners are in the covenant to go to hell and burn anyways. that warning is to believers to not find yourself in a place where you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. That warning is to believers to not find yourself in a place where you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. I don't just take for granted that because I'm a Christian, that His presence is just always going to be with me. As long as you breathe, you have an opportunity to serve God or an opportunity to leave God.
Your feet.